AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Obama administration is working to streamline information given to families of terror hostages. It's in response to complaints about how the government has kept relatives of kidnapped Americans updated about their status. Press Secretary Josh Earnest says they're looking to create what he called a fusion cell.
This would be a working-level, operationally focused group of federal employees that would enable a whole-of-government response to overseas hostage events.
Attention to the review comes after word that a drone strike killed two Al-Qaeda hostages, one American and one Italian, in January. The funeral will be held Monday in Baltimore for Freddie Gray, the man who died after being placed in police custody. A demonstration in the city is planned for tomorrow. Malik Shabazz with Black Lawyers for Justice is one of the organizers.
It cannot be business as usual on Saturday in Baltimore, Maryland. It cannot be business as usual with that man's spine broken, with his back broken, with no justice on the scene. And Baltimore cannot go along as usual this Saturday.
Freddie Gray was arrested April 12th and loaded into a police van. At some point, he suffered an unexplained spinal injury while in police custody. He died last Sunday. Three members of a University of Florida fraternity were expelled after allegations they spit at a group of disabled military veterans. Members of the Zeta Beta Tau frat and the vets were at the same resort in Florida last weekend. The president of the University of Florida called the behavior unacceptable and promised a full investigation. Scientists say they spotted a vast amount of hot, partially molten rock beneath a supervolcano at Yellowstone National Park. It is big enough to fill the Grand Canyon 11 times over. The discovery fills a missing link in Yellowstone's volcanic plumbing system. Wall Street, the Dow is up about 30 points. This is AP Radio News. Pepsi is dropping aspartame from Diet Pepsi.
Pepsi is replacing it with another artificial sweetener, commonly known as Splenda. More and more, Americans are turning away from diet sodas, though. Sales of Diet Coke, which also has aspartame in it, are down 5% in North America. Both Pepsi and Coke executives say consumers don't think aspartame is safe, though the Food and Drug Administration says 100 studies do support its safety. I'm Rita Foley.
Harley Davidson is recalling nearly 46,000 motorcycles. They could stay in gear due to clutches that won't fully disengage. Harley reported 27 crashes and 4 minor injuries. The NCAA is putting the football program at Oklahoma State on a year's probation for failing to follow its own drug testing policies. It mostly spares the Cowboys serious penalties and violations uncovered in a Sports Illustrated expose. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.